So it's only understanding that knows,
right?
Buddha is Panya, the meaning of Buddha.
But for example, for an arahant, we know that from the stage of insight into rise and fall of dharmas, it is direct insight into realities, not nimitta of reality. So for the arahant, the insight is into the realities, not into the
nimitta. We cannot say that it's not the world of nimitta, but right understanding begin to understand different realities at different times.
His sannyā, the arahat sannyā, is different from our sannyā in this respect.
Because there is no latent tendencies,
yes,
with sannyā at all.
Yes.
And when we talk about sannyā as making a sign, nimitta karana, so every time sannyā arises, it's making a sign, nimitta karana.
Usually, normally, with our panya.
So always making nimitta. Now this use of nimitta, how does it relate to the nimitta we're talking about, sankhara nimitta?
Each moment, now.
Sanya makes a sign,
yeah,
each moment.
Of five khandhas.
And each khanda has nimitta. So it's the same meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the sanya is making the nimitta. So
right.
This is why each sankhara,
uh-huh,
dharma has nimitta.
Yeah. Because the citta and the khandhas arise so fast. And how can sanya without panya understand as no sign at all?
And when we talk about paying attention to signs and details, nimitta
anupayanjana,
this is of course what occurs all the day. So of course even an arahat will pay attention to details, otherwise he,
mm-hmm,
couldn't know this is Suchin, this is Sarah. So it's not a question of not paying attention,
right,
to nimitta.
Exactly the same. Only panya is different.
Right. So it's not a matter of getting,
yeah,
rid of a nimitta.
No.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Not being deluded or not,
mm,
attaching to them. So this meaning of nimitta is actually the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same nimitta,
yeah,
that sanya,
yeah,
marks.
The world is the same.
Yes. And when we refer to the nimitta in jhana and the nimitta taken as object.
Different meaning.
Yeah. So they're all the same meaning except when we come to jhana,
yeah,
and then it's the
so
other meaning.
So one word has many meaning and many levels. Like dream is also nimitta.
Dream, yes.
Yeah.
So nimitta is experienced only in the jhavanas. Vipaka wouldn't be nimitta, the seeing, hearing. It would be of reality.
It just seems.
And when the text referred to animita samadhi, is this referring to jhana? Or the only animita is nibbana? Is that correct?
It depends on the meaning of animita too.
I see. Yeah. Animita can have more than one meaning,
yeah,
also.
The absolute one is the silence nibbana. But for Aruba Brahma,
right, this is,
yeah,
also animita samadhi,
mm-hmm,
yes.
But still, as long as citta arises and falls away so fast, there must be the nimitta of vijnana. So it is vijnana nimitta.
So
it depends on when one has the understanding, one can understand different version of meaning too.
So it can be referred to as vijnana nimitta
and when one has the understanding,
animita,
one can read
samadhi
and go through with understanding. So one can say that one always left with thinking. All the time, just the world of thoughts.
Endless.
And imagination.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not a matter of stopping the thinking.
No.
No.
Impossible, don't try.
Mm.
It's the self again.
And the arahant has a lot of thinking too, I think.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we read or say that only when there's the understanding of the rise and fall of dharmas and there's the turning away from conditioned dharmas, because of course nibbana is not experienced until much, much later. So what it means is just more and more detachment from conditioned dharmas that's developed. So by turning away, that is what was meant. Just more wisdom.
If one says that, oh, I'm so bored of life arising and falling away.
Yes.
Is that true? No, understanding at all.
No.
See?
Yeah.
So it's not the point to become detached.
like one take. Someone mentioned they don't really want samsara to continue, but your comment was, well, we cling to self, actually. We want samsara to continue.
Yeah.
Even when one speaks like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it all comes back to seeing invisible object and the dhammas of the present moment, because without proper understanding of those dhammas, we take things for self and we don't see things as they really are.
And some might think that it's so easy to become detached, but actually it's not, as long as there's no development of panya yet. And they can be detached all the time because there are realities all the time. Whether there is understanding directly of realities or not.
So you say that even correct intellectual understanding is the test is now.
Even correct words about realities, like now, the nimitta.
It seems that these different meanings link up, like sankhara nimitta, nimitta karana, nimitta nupyanjana, there's a connection, but except for nimitta with jhana, then you said, okay, it's different meaning, and then you mentioned many different
meanings. It's still nimitta.
It's still nimitta. Okay. So they're actually all connected, but different aspects.
Different aspects. Okay.
Yeah, but actually still nimitta. So it's the same use, but just different aspect.
Context.
Different context.
So knowing that it is nimitta that we experience, we understand about the rise and fall of chittas, that it's very fast and beyond control. Is that the basic?
And we understand better about avijja, how thick it is, so dense. That's why reality cannot appear as it is, even it's seen.
And even when we hear reminders about it, there's still...
It takes time. Just taking time, the only way.
So when we read that panya, which leads out of sankhara nimitta, it's not actually leading out of sankhara nimitta, it's really just panya leading away from wrong view, or panya becoming detached from clinging.
With wrong view.
But particularly with wrong view.
Mm-hmm. In the Visuddhimagga, the path is referred to as an outlet. Is this because it leads out of sankhara? Do you know what I'm referring to?
The result? The progress?
No, the Noble Eightfold Path is called an outlet.
What does it mean?
It's like a door leading out, or an exit.
Yeah.
Is it Padisambhata Magga?
So one knows that there is no door yet, as long as there is no understanding.
Right.
One is closed up.
Yeah.
No hole to get away.
So leading out of sankhara nimitta just refers to leading away from wrong view.
Pasapari is niyana. Niyana.
Can you explain some more about why it refers only to wrong view? Leading
in
out
the
of
and then on and on other defilements after the eradication of wrong view. From Sotapanna to Sakadagami to Anagami and to Arahata.
But of course, Sotapanna still has Lopa and Dosa.
Why is there such a division between Sakaya Ditti and Ditti regarding things out there? Why is it not just wrong view about here or out there?
Okay, is this you?
No.
That's why this is Sakaya Ditti and this is not Sakaya Ditti.
But to me, it seems like it's making this more important than that, whereas in reality, it's no different. But it's still just rupa arising and falling.
What does this cling to?
We cling more to this than
and
out there.
Also this. Otherwise, just yourself, you don't need anything.
Mm, so there's more clinging to this.
Mm.
And also, you were saying that it's only the direct understanding of the reality itself, when there is the understanding of the rise and fall of realities, the third stage of insight. So does this mean that even at the first and second stages of insight, at the moments of vipassana and jnana, it's understanding of nimitta of dharma?
Not strong enough to begin. Actually, it's after the uttiyapiya jnana that it comes to pancha jnana and other jnana higher.
So only then it's strong enough. And after the moments of these higher jnana, which directly penetrates rise and fall of dharmas, after that, other moments of understanding may arise, which may not be strong enough, which may just understand nimitta, or after that, always strong enough?
I think that it does not show itself as this is wrong, and the stronger, and the strongest. Okay. It gradually continues. It's like yesterday and today. Do you know the amount of lobha and dosa and moha? How come to be just bigger than yesterday?
Yes.
See, no way to know.
Mm-hmm. So even that understanding cannot know?
It goes naturally. Mm-hmm. Okay. And very, very fine. As avijja now keeps on flowing, so panya follows very finely.
But we could say that just as, for example, yesterday or the day before, sometimes it's strong lobha, sometimes it's weak lobha, sometimes
but
it's middle lobha.
Can you know the number, the amount? See?
Yes.
No way. No,
it seems like yesterday or the day before yesterday, but actually it's more and more, gradually, little by little.
You say it's increasing day by day?
Why not? Each moment of javana.
It's a bit scary.
You like it. Lopa likes it so much.
I noticed on the tape a couple of times you've talked recently about how bad namas are. But every time you talk about how bad namas are, you laugh.
Yeah, yeah. See? How bad namas are.
But every time you say it, you laugh.
There are conditions for laughing.
Yes. And the other thing I was thinking about, well, of
would
course...
Would you like me to cry? Each time I talk about the impermanency.
There's another one I've heard you say, and that's lopa does not appear as the enemy.
As the beloved friend.
Yes.
And also we could say, if we talk about namas being so bad or as the enemy... The arahant doesn't care because there's no more caring about anything, because there's no more attachment. And the ignorant worldling doesn't care because they've never heard about it. So it's a kind of curious thing that if one hasn't heard about the Dharma, one doesn't care.
What about the result? Different result.
Different result, but it's only when people begin to develop some understanding that actually they begin to mind or care or be worried about the result.
But I think that is not the point. The point is that we do not understand this, so just hear, consider, and have better understanding, and it will go on its course. Because all realities are anatta. We cannot do anything. Just develop understanding. So it's not scary. Just development of understanding. And when it's not such understanding, it's so scared. Mm-hmm. Very scared.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, it's better to have heard about it than not to have.
Mm. Right. Although some would say that that makes it all sound helpless and hopeless.
As long as there is outlet.
Yes, yes. The path leading up.
Yeah.
I was just interested in that because one thinks of it as a path leading to nirvana rather than a path leading out of samsara.
But same meaning.
Same meaning. But for me it's helpful to have it put as a path leading out of samsara because, for one thing, if you talk about going to nirvana, then there can be expectations and clinging, and we don't know what nirvana is anyway, but leading out of samsara.
What about leading out of avijja?
Leading out of avijja is good too. Yeah, because it's clearer, and also it brings home that we don't really want to be led out of samsara. Most of the time, we're quite happy.
Samsara means now.
Hmm.
This quote, when he gives attention to as impermanent, he's led out to cessation nirvana through the influence of the signless liberation. So this is what I referred to by understanding impermanence or through the outlet of impermanence. When that characteristic is realized, then there is more turning towards the animita.
I think that it's the different attitude to different aspects of the outlet. Because we have different accumulation.
Yes.
For this is anatta-ness leading to understand reality as anatta-ness.
Yes.
And the other to impermanency.
Yes. So when it is to impermanency and to the animita, what is meant by the animita?
The same thing, like anicchang, dukkhang, anatta. Different aspects at that very moment by accumulation.
But is animita referring to nibbana there? So by impermanent, what we're saying, mm-hmm. a detachment to yeah. wrong view, to
okay.
turning towards nibbana.
Okay. Look at this. Is it dukkha or anicca or anatta?
It depends how
yeah.
it's looked at,
mm-hmm.
yes, on the aspect at that moment. Impermanent, then
me
it
too.
Is the
yeah.
animita, which it one turn leads to the animita.
Yeah.
So we were saying that with the earlier vipassana jnanas, the panya is not strong enough to directly understand the reality. It's still nimitta only when there is the direct understanding of the arising and falling of realities. But after that vipassana jnana, those vipassana jnanas have fallen away, and there are other moments of panya arising. Those other moments of panya arising, do they now directly understand the reality as reality whenever they arise, or sometimes the reality, sometimes the nimitta as before?
Can right understanding at level of vipassana jnana stay?
No, it can't. So
mm-hmm.
then afterwards there are going to be
yeah.
different moments.
Yeah.
Different
what about
levels.
Avicca, which is left?
Yes.
Lots
yes.
of avicca.
And sometimes weak panya,
yeah.
sometimes strong
mm-hmm.
panya.
The arahata does not have any more avicca, but still experiences nimitta.
Because the succession of the rapidity
yeah.
of realities.
Yes. And also still, even for the arahat, sometimes strong panya, sometimes weaker panya, sometimes intellectual understanding, sometimes direct understanding.
As long as there is no defilements at all, that's one concern for this and that,
mm.
to appear differently. Just leave them all to their own way.
I think the texts talk about paying attention to nimittana and payachana. So can we say the arahat
yeah,
doesn't pay
attention? Otherwise how can
to...
arahata know that this is a class of order?
But maybe he does.
Without attention, it's impossible. No jetasikas? Or jetasikas perform the function as before, but without
right.
kilesa.
No wrong attention, only right attention. Would that be it?
No kilesa. That's why all citta and jetasikas are kiriya and vipaka only.
I just had a recollection of somewhere in the suttas saying, does not pay attention to the nimitta and anupyachana.
As much as worldly people.
All right, okay.
But it doesn't mean that no attention.
No, it doesn't mean no attention,
yeah.
right. Reminds me of a discussion I've been having with one of the guys on the list about samadhi. And he keeps citing the quote from the suttas that says that understanding is for one who is concentrated, not for one who is not concentrated.
And what citta doesn't have ekakata citta-sika as concentration?
Well, according to some people, this quote should be read as meaning that not everyone has samadhi, only some people have samadhi and some don't. But to me it's just a question of degree and of the right kind of samadhi.
It shows that Tipitaka is not for reading, it's for studying carefully. Very, very carefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
And animita chetu samadhi can refer to pala samapati also, I think.
All three.
What are the other?
One by one, according to individual person.
Sorry, what are the all three?
For the person who attained nibbana by way of anicchang, it is that parasamapati.
Ah, I see, it's animita
yeah.
chetu samadhi.
Right.
Mm. It depends how it's attained, yes. And when we read about chetu vimuti, does this always refer to the arahat, always to final deliverance?
Usually.
Mm. And when we read about metta chetu vimuti,
different again, by way of samatha and by way of vipassana.
So the metta chetu vimuti always refers to the attained jhana, but is it referring just to the jhana, or is it referring to the attainment of arahatship subsequent
with
to with jhana?
So many meaning of chetu vimuti.
I see.
More than one.
Yeah. So we can say usually it refers to the attainment of arahatship, but not just this.
It depends on the basic understanding that usually vimutti is deliverance, and jeto is by samadhi.
Yes.
Okay. So it can be just samatha without vipassana or both
right.
For arahata too.